Welcome back to Stadia Source, your number one source for Stadia news and reviews. This is the Stadia Source Roundtable Podcast Extra, and we got an extra special episode for you tonight. My name is Avery, and we're gearing up for a great discussion tonight. With me tonight, we have, as always, Dan the Man.
Hello.
And down in the corner, we got Lord Moore.
Hello.
And our special guest tonight, if you know him like I know him, it's because he completely crushed you in Mortal Kombat 11 and obliterated you into smithereens in the first ever public demonstration of crowdplay that we know about. It's Juggernaut!
How's it going, people?
We are so excited to have you tonight. Before we get started... Wonderful to have you. Before we get started, did you know that you can also hear our lovely voices as a podcast? Search for Stadia Source on Spotify, Pocket Casts, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get podcasts. So, Juggernaut, we just wanted to take a few minutes and get to know you a little bit about you. Tell us about yourself, how you got started in game streaming, kind of the games that you love to play.
Okay, well, I've been a gamer ever since I could walk, really. When I was 3 years old, I got my first ever gaming system, which was a ZX Spectrum. If you remember that, it's a rubber-keyed little bundle of joy, which had thousands of games across its lifespan. And I got fascinated with this magic box that allowed me to manipulate images on the screen. It clicked with me. It was something magical, and it's something that I've never grown out of. So from when I was 3 years old, all the way through my teenage years, all the way through to adulthood, where I actually worked in retail for a video game store over here in the UK, I have lived and breathed video games. Everything, every system, I'm a collector, so I collect the rarities, the obscure, the imported stuff only in Japan. And so, of course, that leads us to the current day, where we've got Xbox Series X around the corner, PlayStation 5, we've got VR being improved every single day, and then Stadia thrown into the mix as well. It's new technology, it's new gameplay experiences, and it's exciting. It really is. For the first time in a long time, we could very much have a four-horse race in the video game console wars. I've been absolutely buzzing. And when I got the opportunity to do the Stadia crowd play, I jumped at it. That's
fantastic.
That's about it for me. I'm just a guy who loves video games.
Well, you're in good company, I think. and to be the first person to kind of do this new cool thing, at least the first person that we know about. I don't think there's been anybody else before you, but
as far as I know, they didn't tell me that I was going to be the first, so they didn't mention it. They just said that a small select people across the world have access to this feature. You're one of them. So whether I'm the first or not, I couldn't tell you with 100% certainty, but I can tell you that I'm bloody glad that I got the chance to try it.
I would imagine so. So how did we've taken a few questions from folks on Twitter and some other places, and of course we've all got questions we're dying to know about this because we're the nerds that love the tech as well as the games behind this. So how did give us the genesis of this? How did you get connected with Google? Did they reach out to you? Did you see a link somewhere? Like, tell us kind of how this got the ball got rolling on this.
So I've been a small YouTuber for several years now. I dabble in it. Unfortunately, I can't do it full time, and I can't dedicate a lot of time to it due to familial reasons. But I've been with the YouTube platform for several years. I think I started in 2006. Some videos got a lot of traction, where we were talking 500,000 views, 500,000 hits. Others, it could be like 50, 60 hits. So I run the gamut based upon gaming and technological news, gameplay, top lists, that kind of thing. So I've been around, and after a certain amount of time on the platform, YouTube reached out to me and said, we are looking for people that seem to fit your channel's description to test out some new features. Would you be interested? They didn't tell me what they were. They didn't tell me what would be involved. They didn't mention anything about, you know, being incentivized for it. But because it's new tech and I'm a tech fan, a video game fan, I thought, hell yeah, give me. So that was it. I replied, and they said, that's great. We'll contact you in the near future with further details. And so a little while ago, I got contacted again by Google. And they said, well, this is the deal. Have you heard of Stadia? Have you played Stadia? We've seen that you've not really covered it on your channel, so you're relatively new in terms of recording Stadia stuff, but are you familiar with the platform? And I said, yes, I've been interested in playing Stadia. Unfortunately, I was geo-locked out from being a registered member of Stadia when it first came out. But recently, that geofencing has become a little less strict, so I was able to jump in. And I said, yeah, I've been playing Stadia for, you know, a couple of weeks now. I'm quite impressed with the platform. I'm interested to see how it goes. And they said, well, guess what? You get to try out a new feature on Stadia if you're interested. Are you familiar with Mortal Kombat? Yes, I like Mortal Kombat. I've been a fan of it since Mortal Kombat 2. I wasn't really a big fan of the first one, but MK2, I've been a fan ever since. And they said, great, well, we've got this new feature called CrowdPlay that we're interested in rolling out. We want to get a little bit of feedback from you. We want you to test it and let us know what you think. You can be perfectly honest with your opinion. They said, you can't hurt our feelings. This is purely a test from outside of our servers. This is from outside of Google. We want people to give it a real live test. Are you in? Yeah, hell yeah, I'm in.
Hell yeah.
They said, when do you want to stream it? And I said, well, I'll stream it on Saturday. So this was last week that we finalized it. So they said, yeah, okay. Stream it on Saturday. Just send us the link when you're done. So in between the live stream and me agreeing to it, we did a quick warm up with Google just to show me how to set up the system, to make sure that they had put the appropriate flags on my account so that I had access to CrowdPlay and it was working fully. So we did that test run, and then I did a test stream with just a couple of members of Google just to make sure that, you know, connectivity was working with controllers, that kind of thing. And then they said, great. If you've got any questions, I said, no, it seems fairly straightforward. It seems ubiquitous. It seems easy to use. I think the viewers are going to love it. And then they said, great, well, good luck on Saturday.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I think you've kind of covered some of the questions that were coming up as well with what you just said there. So, but I'll ask you, what was the next one? Thoughts on Stadia. So you say that you wanted to get involved with Stadia before CrowdPlay, but you were geo-fenced out. You say you're from the UK, so whereabouts? I mean, obviously without giving your real location away, but like...
Could you give us your address, postcode, the whole nine years?
I'm just thinking, because as far as I'm aware, UK wasn't, you know what I mean, excluded from Stadia. Are we talking as early as like Project Stream or...?
Well, not Project Stream, but on launch, product launch. So beforehand, we got the official name of Google Stadia. I wasn't invited to anything before release. But yeah, when I tried to order the pro bundle of Stadia with the controller, when you go to the website, it says, sorry, it's not available in your location. And I thought, well, that's a shame, but I'll move on. You know, the news at the time when Stadia first came out wasn't that positive, to be honest. People were saying that it was laggy, that the selection of games sucked, it wasn't ready for prime time. So I wanted to see for myself, but I always like to see for myself rather than judge other people's opinions. But I had to take it as gospel for this particular time. And so I waited. A few months down the line, I still was geofenced out. But in June, I was able to register for a Stadia account. And so I've been playing since June. And I've got to say, the reports that I heard on launch are a completely different story to what I've experienced since I've had the product.
Yeah, we hear that a lot.
Yeah, definitely. Did you, since between when you started, you know, obviously the CrowdPlay thing, and now, have you been playing Stadia just as a private citizen? And what have been your thoughts on it?
Yeah, I played it. And in actual fact, I bought Doom 64 for it yesterday. Just to see what an old game with new network infrastructure would look like and play like on Stadia. I've bought another handful of other games. One Hand Clapping is a great little fun game.
When are we going to get into live stream for that?
Well, I've got to fit that in between the Fall Guys that has just been released on PC as well, which is another fantastic game. They should bring that to Stadia crowd play.
Yes,
that would be a massive win. But I digress. I played, Panzer Dragoon was my first experience on Stadia, and what an experience that was. Graphically, running at 4K 60, absolutely beautiful. No video artifacting whatsoever. No real controller input lag. It was perfectly enjoyable. And that's what swung me. And I think, well, maybe the guys that were shitting on the Stadia just didn't have the connection to be able to play it properly. But in my experience, with a 60 meg connection, 10 meg up, it's been beautiful. There is one game that I have not enjoyed, though, on Stadia, and that's PUBG. Unfortunately for me, it seems like it's based on the console code. And the Xbox One version and PS4 versions of PUBG are despicably bad. They've got poor frame rates, muddy graphics, awful, awful internet code that's spotty. And unfortunately, my experience on the Stadia version is, yeah, it's much the same deal. It's quite laggy. The graphics look like somebody's just smeared Vaseline all over the screen. And it generally wasn't a great experience. But that is the exception to the rule that I've had so far. Everything else has been really, really cool.
So another question is that obviously you've already said that with Google giving you the game codes, that one of the things that they didn't help you out with was potentially a controller to help you play the game a lot easier and better. So what is the current setup that you have to play Stadia and obviously the games as well?
So I'm rocking a Xbox One controller. That's my bread and butter right there. A beautiful controller, probably one of the best ones ever made. So that is what I'm rocking with Stadia. It was easy to set up because I'd already set it up via Bluetooth on my PC. All that I do is start Stadia off, press the button on the pad, power it up, and it says controller found. And that is it. You know, controller found, every button is working. The controller automatically maps itself to appropriate buttons in the game. So I don't know if you noticed in the stream, sometimes it would alternate between keyboard kind of icons and my controller. That's because I was all tabbing back and forth to keep an eye on chat and what have you. But the moment it recognized the controller was active, it would jump straight into that appropriate button set. So yeah, I've been using the actual Xbox One controller for my control. I've been using Google Chrome as the web browser, running via OBS for streaming. And that's been going directly into YouTube via OBS. It's running at something like 3,000 kilobits upload speed. My initial stream was at 1080p, but because I had internet connectivity issues, I thought I'd play it safe last night, and I just ran it at 720. It ran smooth as silk. My internet was as smooth as a baby's backside. So for the next stream, I'm going to up it back up to 1080p. In terms of the actual box I'm using, it's quite a beefy box because I use it for rendering. So I'm running a Threadripper 1950X 16 core, 32 gig RAM, twin GeForce 1080s. But as you know, with Stadia, it uses very little CPU to actually get the games running. So the actual physical box that I'm running doesn't really matter that much. You can run it on basically anything.
But and that's all hooked up to a Packard Bell monitor, right?
No, it's an Asus 28 inch.
No CRT for you?
I wish. Do you know how expensive those things are now, believe it or not? They were giving them away a couple of years ago. Now you've got to pay a couple hundred quid for a good one.
So you've done a lot of streaming of other systems, and other games. So kind of tell us how, at least maybe as far as streaming is concerned, how does Stadia compare to the other platforms? Ease of use, ease of setup, getting in and out, like how does it compare?
Well, the main difference is the point of entry. So with Stadia, you've got a window on your PC. You just highlight that window in OBS and bang, there you go. You can output it through your stream. With a console, it's not that easy. I know PS4 and Xbox have their streaming functions, but they're extremely limited in what you can do with it in terms of overlay. They're extremely limited in quality control and what you can actually tweak. So you need some sort of capture card to really get the best out of them. So I use an Elgato 4K Pro card for those machines, and that uses a fair bit of processing power to actually run through. And there is a minor touch of lag between the game that you would see on the screen behind me and the screen that's output on the PC. So you have to adjust your microphone delay slightly to make sure everything syncs up. So with consoles, it's a touch more cumbersome to set up. But other than that, you know, the process is very similar. You're essentially just grabbing a feed from somewhere and pushing it out to the world.
And in terms of just the kind of the gameplay, like, you know, assuming the exact same game was available on Stadia and on PlayStation, you know, whatever, let's say you're streaming Borderlands 3, do you go for Stadia? Do you go for one of the other consoles? Like, where would you, as the more you've done it, like, where are your sentiments lying? Perfectly fine if it's, let's go for the other ones, but kind of where are your sentiments following on that?
So I think each has its own benefits. So with PC, of course, they're modifiable, they're changeable game systems, they're tweakable to a higher degree than console. So PC would be one of my first ports of call. But in terms of console wise, I've always been an Xbox guy. You know, I have a PlayStation 4, got a Switch. You see one behind me actually. But my go-to console up until recently has been Xbox One X. However, with the ease of use with Stadia, and from the results that I've seen playing with it over the last month, I can definitely see myself leaning a bit more towards integrating Stadia as a more regular occurrence. And when this crowdplay thing does go public and does go live, the ease of just bringing people in from YouTube, setting them up, getting them to press one button on the YouTube page, and then sending them direct into a game, That's something that is an absolute pain in the ass on the other consoles. You can't do it without adding them as a friend or setting up a lobby and then having to make sure that they update to the correct version of the game, make sure the game's installed. All of that work is completely removed from Stadia. And I can definitely see the perks and the interest in that and the uses that streamers will get out of it. So I think, yeah, I'll be integrating Stadia a bit more.
Okay. So the next question I want to ask you is that, do you think that crowdplay will catch on as a whole on YouTube? Do you think we're going to see a lot more people using it in the future? Yeah,
and I think it depends on the games that are supported. I think games like Mortal Kombat are a perfect showcase because they're quick, easy games to play. You know, you might know the moves, you might not. It doesn't really matter. You can just jump in, you can have your 5 minutes of fun, and then it's on to the next player, and then the next player can jump in. So it's almost like the old days of the arcade, where you put your quarter on the screen and say, "I'm the next fighter to take my turn." It kind of harkens back to that. But I can also see that Stadia could have uses in other game types too. MMOs would be a great one. So you could start a raid with a big group of your followers. MMOs would be fantastic for that. To a lesser extent, something like Destiny, you could join quests, you could, you know, start a clan, and those clan members can jump in if they're watching the stream on the Stadia. Things like sports games as well. You could set up a team or an ultimate team on something like FIFA, Madden, NBA. You can just, you know, get people to jump in, shoot a few hoops with you, and just use it as a community tool rather than just a gaming source. I think that's where Stadia's crowdplay really works well.
Do you think, given that everyone is, you know, if you're a streamer who's, you know, hitting, you've got 12 point some odd subs, quite a few more. By the way, go subscribe to Juggernaut's channel. Do it right now if you're in our chat. There, you got a setup. You've got the Elgato and you've got you're doing the captures and you know all that kind of stuff. But the crowdplay and Stadia streaming in general is kind of poised to democratize that in a real sense. Because if all you have to do is throw in a YouTube link and go, you're good to go. Do you, as a person who's done streaming for quite some time and seen kind of the work that goes into it, what do you think this technology has the capacity to do for streamers and broadening that community?
Well, for beginning streamers, I think it will remove a lot of headaches. As I mentioned, you know, when you're playing with somebody, you have to jump through all these hoops to get even a video source into a PC from another console. With a PC, if you're streaming a PC game, you have to make sure that you have a powerful enough PC not only to run the game, but to send the stream forward smoothly, encode the video, and send it forward. Stadia removes a lot of that overhead for people. So people on a budget, people that, that have a basic stream setup, will find it a lot easier to start on Stadia, you know, especially as Stadia only needs a free account to allow you to play the games. You don't need to pay the £90 it is for the controller. You don't need to pay for Pro. You can just literally set up your Gmail account and in a few seconds have a usable system that's ready to rock for streaming.
And of course, Stadia does a lot of the heavy lifting in the background, since literally all they're doing is just taking a video feed, sending one of them to you, taking another, well, the same video feed, sending it to your YouTube. So you don't even need like a powerful PC to be able to stream either.
Yeah, so at the moment, Stadia doesn't do the streaming part for me.
Yeah.
So I have to push it through OBS. But what it does do is that it takes all of the calculations around input and sending that information back and forth in terms of bandwidth. It eliminates that problem from your PC. So literally, you've got a pre-encoded feed coming into your OBS or whatever streaming platform you use, and you can just push that out with whatever overlay you wish to use to YouTube. It's already encoded. It's already maximized. You don't have to change file formats or anything. You don't need to worry about resolution. You can just grab it and send it back out there. And yeah, it's easier for that regard.
And we might be getting into a couple of the things you might know that you can't tell us, but Ash, you want to tackle the next one?
I can, there is. Obviously, when Google contacts you, they told you about Mortal Kombat. Was there anything else that they did mention or that you've been told since then, or is it strictly just Mortal Kombat that you've got the knowledge of?
So I know of Mortal Kombat. They literally didn't mention any other games. This test was for Mortal Kombat. This test is for Crowdplay. They don't divulge other projects to us unless we're directly involved with them, or they've asked us to be involved with them. So I know the same as you guys. I know that Bomberman is getting Crowdplay. I know that Just Dance is in talks of getting Crowdplay or Crowd Choice. I'm not sure whether it's one or the other, but I know there's some sort of interaction with Just Dance, and I know that some of the sports games in the future will be using Crowdplay, but anything other than that, I couldn't tell you. They didn't let me know nothing, unfortunately.
Yeah, it's life for me. I can't wait for Bomberman to join it.
Yeah, that should be fun.
And Dead by Daylight also going to be
Dead by Daylight. Yes.
Should be quite fun. You
haven't noticed, I'm a Freddy fan, so I'm a Freddy main on Dead by Daylight.
Very nice. Granted, we were going to ask you another question about, are there any other, have they mentioned any other features they might have you test, like the direct YouTube integration?
No, they haven't mentioned any tests for the future at the moment. From what I can tell from other people that have tested things for Google in the past, they like to focus on one test at a time. So once this one is done, they'll take the data from this, and they'll take people's feedback that have played Crowdplay with us, and they will look at the numbers, they will crunch it, they will determine, you know, whether it's been a success or not, and then they'll move on to the next test with probably another group of people.
Yeah. Do you know the other people who are doing Crowdplay testing? Is there like a group you're all in now, or?
Nope.
You're finding out same time we are.
Yeah, you're purely flying solo. They reach out to us individually. So I knew the gentleman from the US was going to be doing it purely because it was retweeted on Twitter. That's the only way I knew. So I don't know who else has had it, who else has got it. I had no idea that I was the first person in the world that demonstrated it. I literally had no access to that information whatsoever. As I said before, all that I was glad to experience the feature.
So kind of another question. With You've played a huge variety of games, and I've seen so many different games on your stream, and we know that, you know, obviously the Madden and the FIFA and those kind of games would do well with crossplay, but you had a couple of experiences where you've kind of done this now. What other kinds of games or what games that you've enjoyed could you just see as like, these are the games that I would love to see this feature on just to make my life easier, or just because it'd be really kind of kick-ass to be able to stream with it?
Well, as I mentioned before, that game that got released today, Fall Guys. If you haven't seen that game on PC and PlayStation 4, it's on PlayStation Plus now. Check it out. I don't know if you've ever seen the TV show Takeshi's Castle.
Yes.
But in the US, it came out as Wipeout.
Wipeout, yes.
And so, then I think in the UK, it's Super Wipeout with the guy from Top Gear.
Yeah, so basically, Fall Guys is a cutesified live multiplayer version of Takeshi's Castle. You've got a variety of multiplayer mini games. If you don't get it to the end in time, you get eliminated. So you start off as 60, but only one person can win. And it is so much fun. I bought the PC version today, and I've been having a riot with it. And I can only imagine jumping into a stream, inviting 59 other people in with me, and just watching the pure chaos unfold. I think it will be hilarious for streamers, for the players. It's a good time. They're short games. It will hold everyone's attention. It's a beautiful game, and it looks like a match made in heaven for Crowdplay. It really does.
So if I could interject, this is probably one of the later questions. Games like PUBG, for example, I don't know if you've had any experience of this as yet, but what you can actually do in Stadia is you can say if you've got like 100 player lobby, you can get a link that you can drop in your chat, and then people only need click the link and it invites them into the lobby. So obviously if you've got 100 people playing PUBG, you know, that lobby could fill up pretty quickly. So
yeah,
you know, I don't know if you've used that or whether you knew about it or whether you think that will help games like this kick off in the future.
So I've heard about it, but with PUBG, it's a different kind of beast, because even though you might be able to invite 100 people, you're segmented into small groups. So those kind of groups are isolated amongst themselves, which is good in a way, but it's a different contrast to Fall Guys, where you're in it all together. You're fighting, yeah. you're clambering over each other to try and get to the end. You can see everybody all at once. It's a very different experience, and it's much for Fall Guys, it's much more community led than something like PUBG would, where it's a slow paced, methodical game, very tactical. It might take you 45 minutes and you might not see a couple of people for 10 minutes of that during the game. Whereas Fall Guys, you are literally bundled in together. It's claustrophobic, it's manic, it's insane. And that to me is a much more exciting prospect.
You know? Well, it was more the thought of like filling up a lobby, so to speak. Do you know what I mean? So if you're sitting in a lobby, you've got 60 spaces available for this game. You tweet out a link or you send a link to your chat. They've got the game. They press the link. Next thing you know, they're in the lobby. You know what I mean? This is something that obviously we can do now when we don't have access to Crowdplay. We can do this now, and you get a few streams that actually do it. I think Rockstars at Night is one of the ones that's taking the full advantage of this at the moment to try and fill up their PUBG lobbies with you know what I mean, 100 people. So, regardless of the actual game itself, this will be a good complement for Crowdplay, yeah.
But yeah, I think
they work naturally together. You know, you can send a link. You can send a link directly into your game. Yeah. But in this instance, you could send a link to your YouTube channel and they could watch other people's games and then click the link to jump in from there as well. It's kind of a good marriage in respect to those two features.
And the queuing system is super handy too. I liked the fact that I just had this little box that told me 7 of 9 in queue, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and that I could trigger a notification to hit me on Chrome if I had notifications turned on. I get enough notifications on my phone. I don't want Chrome pinging my phone. But I thought that was super useful, if only because then, like, oh, I got 7 people ahead, and each of these matches has taken, like, 3 minutes. I can go grab a drink. I can go do whatever, and then I can kind of see those ticking through. Not to mention the extra minute it takes somebody to click in and go. I would almost like to see them, like, if you're next in queue, go ahead and let you, like, hit to log in so that all of that minute timer and all that waiting stuff is just done with. And then you're just, it says, you know, waiting on opponent. But whereas you had the waiting on opponents because you were waiting on everyone else, maybe we could be waiting on you instead.
Yeah, and that's something that you should mention to Google. Google are asking for feedback for those who have played on CrowdPlay for ways to improve it. That's what the forms are there for. You can put in suggestions, put in anything that you think they need to work on. And something like that would be a great idea, I think. You know, preload the game, so to speak, or something along those lines, so that literally when it's your turn to drop, the game will boom, straight put you in.
Yeah. Go ahead, Ash.
No, that's fine. Something that me and Dan were talking about last night, which obviously we don't know if this is possible, but with the CrowdPlay, are you able to say how many people you want to play with? So say when you want to play with up to like 15 people that night and leave it as that, you can do that, or can you just basically press start after however many players, you then just turn it off?
Yeah, it's more, for example, if you know you've only got 2 hours tonight to play, and then you've got to be somewhere, you've got to do something, all of a sudden your queuing system fills up with all these people that want to play. Next thing you know, you decide, right, I'm done for the night, I'm going. Whoever was like next in queue, do you know what I mean? They then all of a sudden are like, oh, because I didn't get to play. Like, can you limit the amount of people that can be in the queue? Or
So my feature set at the moment isn't finalized. So I have a limited feature set for my CrowdPlay session. So I don't know of all of the features that will be in the final launch. At the moment, I can limit the type of players that I can join with CrowdPlay. So I can limit it to subscribers and members only if I wish to, I can play against everybody. It will let me know of how many people are in the queue, and it will tell me the person that's next in line, and it will give me an option to kick out people, but that feature is currently disabled, so I can't boot.
So you have to play with them.
Yeah, so you've got to play with them.
You've been shit talking me all night in the chat, and now I have to deal with you.
Yeah, exactly, that kind of thing. So I don't have a finalized feature set, so I don't know whether that is something they're looking at. But at the moment, no. All that you need to do is disconnect the CrowdPlay. It doesn't disconnect your streaming. The CrowdPlay is completely separate from the stream function, of course, going through your PC. But you can disconnect CrowdPlay whenever you wish. So if you want to take a break, if you need a bathroom break or whatever, rather than having people losing their turn in queue, you can just disconnect the CrowdPlay and reconnect it when you want to jump back in.
Does that flush the queue when you do that?
It does, unfortunately, yes. So it would, whenever you disconnect and you connect again, it's a fresh queue. So people,
I could make a flushing joke there, but I'm not gonna.
Yeah.
That one. I'm gonna leave that one right there. Have you another question? Have you tried Stadia on like your phone? Have you tried the touch controls? Have you done any of the other stuff with it?
No, I'm not a mobile gamer. I like a controller. It needs buttons. It needs buttons. None of this flicky shit. No, I don't like that. So no, I haven't really tried mobile. Using mobile as a screen, I can understand that if you're away from your desk, but typically when I game either here in front of my PC screens or over there on the couch with my 60-inch TV. So it kind of defeats the purpose for me to play on a mobile device when I've got so many other screens that are better suited for it around me. So no, I haven't tried mobile streaming. I don't think it's something I'm particularly personally interested in, but I can certainly see why other people might be.
Sure. So in terms of like swapping from device to device, so for example, if I'm playing in the living room, you know what I mean, the missus comes in, she wants to watch TV, so I go, okay, and I move my game from one screen to the other screen. Are you aware of obviously the fact that your game follows you no matter where you play as well?
Yeah, so as long as you've got a browser handy that's compatible, if it's Chrome-based, you can stop on one and move on to the other. Or you can boot your wife off the screen and tell them to go to another screen instead, which is my preferred way of doing it.
Yeah, I would imagine it's. You're done. You're done. Go away. Yeah. I would imagine
we've
it's
only
because...
got so many horseman tokens we can spend. You know.
I would imagine it's because you can't. So far, we don't know if CrowdPlay does anything with Chromecast. So, but I mean, come on, Google, send the guy like a Stadia controller and a Chromecast Ultra, and let him, you know, play on the big screen. Or granted, you could also Chromecast through the capture card.
As I said, when I first registered, it was just to test because before I couldn't literally get myself a controller. So maybe now that I've been no longer geofenced, I might be able to order myself one and check it out myself.
But the only downside about it, I'll say, is you will constantly keep pressing the screen record and screenshot button.
the position of the position of some of these buttons, God bless them, is interesting.
Even the analog sticks being symmetrical, it will take me getting used to again. As I said, I use asymmetrical buttons for the most part. So it will take a while to just reacclimatize my thumbs to the right spots.
We're almost done with our questions. So if you are watching us right now, two things. Number one, there's a like button down below. I would love it if you hit that. And number two, in the chat, drop any questions that you have. We are going to have time to take just a couple, two, three questions from the chat. We can't get to everybody's questions, and some of the stuff that you've asked has already been answered by the inimitable juggernaut down there below me. But please take a moment to drop your questions in the chat, and we'd love to ask you that. You've got, you know, now that you're kind of into the Stadia universe, even if they didn't have you set up for this, do you think Stadia is something that you would stream on in the future?
Yeah, definitely. As I said, I'm a geek. I love tech. I love games. Stadia is another avenue to experience gaming with. And after playing it and seeing it for myself, realizing that it's not this hideous piece of garbage that everybody said it was going to be, and that it's a viable platform, then absolutely. Why would I want to deny myself a viable platform? If you're a multi-format gamer, you want every format. You want to play every game. And Stadia already has exclusive games that warrant the purchase or warrant the registration of an account. So I played Guilt. That was another game I've tried. And that's an exclusive. I couldn't play that if I didn't have Stadia. And I'm sure there will be lots of other games in the future that will be a similar story. So yeah, I will be playing Stadia going forward. Absolutely.
Are there any? I might get you in trouble with this one. Are there any games that are like forecasted to come out that you think you're probably going to buy it on Stadia instead of another platform?
I don't know. See, the thing is, being a multi-format gamer, I have friends in different pockets everywhere. So I have PC gamer friends. I have Xbox friends. Luckily, Game Pass kind of merges those two together. But I still have PlayStation friends, and I still will now have Stadia friends. If it's a really good game that I can see myself being invested in for a long time, I will probably buy it on each format. So that way I can play with everybody, even if I can't play with everybody at the same time, if it's not Dead by Daylight, you know. hopefully cross-platform play becomes more commonplace in the future to stop all of that headache from happening. I just want to be able to jump in, play with the people I want to play with, regardless of what box or non-box they have under their TV.
Yeah, it seems like Sony was the big hold-off on that for quite some time, and then just recently they've been like, yeah, okay, let's fine. We're cross-platform. It's fine. It's okay.
Yes, and of course we've got cross-progression as well on things like Destiny 2.
So the thing is, a few years back, it was the other way around. When 360 was ruling the roost, PlayStation went to Microsoft and said, hey, we want multi-platform access to, you know, cross-play your games. And Microsoft turned around to them at the time and said, no, we don't think that your security is good enough to warrant that. And then Sony got hacked. So it kind of answered that question. But, you know, fast forward a generation later when Microsoft have reviewed their stats and said, hey, we want to cross-play with you. Sony had that cross to burn on their chest, and they were saying, no, we will not do that. You turned us down. And then they said, our players don't care about playing with other players, the other scum. And then, until people started yelling at them and saying, actually, yes, that is something we want. And Sony said, oh, okay, our mistake. We'll let it happen. We'll start with a beta. We'll start it with Fortnite, and then we'll spread it from there. But it's good that they did evaluate that and did step down and actually embrace cross-platform play, because we are seeing it coming out more and more often. Dead by Daylight, Rocket League, Fortnite, as I mentioned before, all of these big games are becoming cross-platform play, and the people that win are the gamers. And so yes, I'm very thankful that cross-platform play is becoming more prevalent.
More choice is better than less choice, as a general rule. So we have a few questions that have come in through the chat that we want to take a moment to highlight. Link TV says, now that you tried crowd play, what are your thoughts on crowd choice that is coming soon? Do you also stream on Twitch? Have you tried any of the choosing inputs that you can do on those?
I haven't tried the interactive side of Twitch, but I did try it on Mixer. Rest in peace. But yeah, Twitch, unfortunately, as much as I love the platform, I never really got any traction on it. I always seem to get buffering issues. So my Twitch channel has kind of stagnated, haven't really done much with it. So I focus more on YouTube. Crowd choice, however, is a great idea. And I've seen other people on Twitch use it to brilliant, or use a similar system to brilliant effect. Like Twitch Plays Pokemon was a great one within that. Crowd choice with things like Just Dance will be awesome. Get them to pick the next song. Let them decide the difficulty level that you'll be playing on. Let them decide what level you're playing in something like Left 4 Dead, if that ever came out on Stadia. You know,
or Dead by Daylight, which killer are you going to be?
Yeah, always pick Freddy. So those kind of things with crowd choice are great. I know other indie games have dabbled with similar aspects in their gameplay, but proper full AAA games with crowd choice will be so much fun for everyone involved. It'll be great for the developers. It will give them an extra avenue of saying, this is a new feature, this is a great feature. It can justify the additional price tag that Stadia games seem to have at the moment, because you're getting this extra feature. The streamers benefit because they get more interaction with their fans. And the fans, the viewers, benefit because they get to play with their favorite streamers. Everyone wins. So I would like to see crowd choice shoehorned into any game that could realistically accept it.
We were actually rather surprised that, like, Mortal Kombat, there was not even an inkling that Mortal Kombat was going to get crowd play. It was a total shock to everybody, because we knew that crowd play was coming to Dead by Daylight and was coming to Super Bomberman and stuff, but Mortal Kombat was just... no clue whatsoever. And it almost speaks to how easy that infrastructure, like, you've already got a party system, you've already got multiplayer systems, so all you have to do is bypass all that, hook into the back end, and put a button on YouTube.
Yeah, it seems like the API is really easy to implement. I've been trawling through Ed Boon's Twitter because sometimes he gave little subliminal messages, couldn't see a thing, so it must have been something that they almost literally... clicked the button, said, right, we'll put the API code in and it's there. Let's test it. It must have been something that required next to no work. I'm imagining. I could be wrong. I'm not a programmer. But it seems like if there is heavy lifting, it's on Google's side rather than the developers. The developers can focus on making a great game with great network code for their one-on-one versus, you know, regular versus. And then YouTube can focus on the crowd play versus aspect of things for the games.
Yep. You know, we are, of course, we are Stadia people. We are Stadia Source, your number one source for Stadia news and reviews. But a rising tide lifts all boats. Gavin Vickers asking, what are your thoughts on xCloud? We know it's just today announced September 15th. xCloud gets out there for any Android device running X version or higher. What are your thoughts on that? You know, have you tried the xCloud beta? And give us your thoughts there.
So I'm an iPhone guy at the moment. I'm running an iPhone device, so I haven't had a chance to try the beta. Although that release date, September the 15th, is making me think I need to upgrade my phone to an Android. Yeah. So,
Pixel 4.
Well, maybe an S20 or something like that. But I am interested, definitely. As I said from the top, I'm an Xbox guy. I love the software. I love the back end. I can rely on Xbox Live Service for being solid and enjoyable. The fact that I'm a Game Pass subscriber already means that I already have 100 plus games, and being able to take them to the toilet with me, with a controller, with one of the accessories like the Razer Kaizu or whatever it is, and use a proper controller on a mobile phone is intriguing, definitely. And the fact that it's at no extra cost is beautiful. It's music to my ears. So I'm looking forward to checking it out once I've got a phone that can support it.
Yeah. Well, and if you do get the Razer or a phone clip or whatever else, you can actually hook that via into Stadia too. So if you are, you could play this game on Game Pass and this game on Stadia Pro, and just be solid either way.
And compare the two as well to see who comes on top with cloud. The difference is I don't know that xCloud has a crowd play similar feature. Or crowd choice fit similar feature. At the moment, it just seems like you can play your games on the go as you would in front of your TV. I don't know whether there are any exclusive features. As I say, I haven't tried the beta, so I don't know if there is anything in there that's new, or whether the retail version, quote retail version of xCloud will have anything new. But it seems like it's just a portable version of the same stuff that you're already using, whereas Stadia gives you something new.
Eddie in the chat, Eddie Player One, go check out his channel. This might be one of those, maybe you can answer it, maybe you can't. Is there a window when you're going to be working on this? Did Google give you a limit of days to use CrowdPlay, or can you continue playing forever? Are you going to keep it after the test? Do you think they're going to let you keep it?
Well, it wasn't discussed, but I do know that they had to set certain flags onto my account to enable it. Hopefully they leave those flags on. I really hope, but at this
point, say anything. Maybe they'll forget.
It wasn't promised either way. So if it does end after I've streamed for a while, then okay, well, I've had a fair shake. I know what to expect, and I can be as excited as everybody else is when it launches finally. Or alternatively, I can still play with it, still enjoy CrowdPlay as it evolves, ready up to the final release. Which is what I would like to happen, but the powers that be will decide that rather than my input, unfortunately.
Mileage Gamer, that's AKA Miles, one of our reviewers, go check him out on the site. Are there any other YouTube-specific features that you'd want on Stadia? And I'll expand that to say, we know that streaming is coming, so as a streamer, what do you want to see Stadia get right about the streaming experience to make your life easier?
Well, I tell you what, I'll tell you what I want. I don't want them to get wrong. What I want them to not get wrong is just give me a bare bones stream. I don't want it like PS4. I don't want it like Xbox, where I can just stick a webcam in the corner and have the gameplay. I want to be able to use YouTube's features to design my own overlay. I want to use YouTube's music library for holding music. I want to tap into Google's wealth and breadth of technological advancements and day-to-day improvements that they make in people's lives. I want to be able to use those and build my own custom interface for my stream. In an ideal world, I want to be unique. I want to be different to everybody else. And with current console streaming platforms, it's impossible. Stadia has the opportunity to be different.
Unfortunately, Stadia didn't have the greatest launch date. I was just wondering, obviously, you said that you were interested since launch, and you've obviously joined Stadia anyway. So did that semi-failed kind of launch experience put you off at all? Or was it just like one of those thoughts where you thought, everything has a bad launch every so often, and you just still had Stadia on the mind?
I tell you what, I'm going to be brutal here, and it's
brutal. Go for it.
So when Stadia was announced, I thought, oh shit, that's never going to work. It's going to be a disaster. I can't wait to see how bad it is. that was my initial thought. I can't wait to see how bad it is. I want to see for myself what a clusterfuck this is, so that my old-fashioned hardware boxes can continue on for generations to come. That was what I wanted. That's what I wanted to see. I wanted to... The controller, granted, looked quite nice. It looked like an amalgamation of PS4 and Xbox. It seemed like it took the best of both worlds. It seemed like it was quite comfortable. I thought, I can use that as a PC controller. I had no intention of using it for Stadia. I wanted to use it as a PC pad. And then when release day did come out, and I was seeing all these lag tests, and I was seeing all this negative press. I was saying it's not ready for prime time. It needed to be in the oven for a bit longer before it was done cooking. It was like, oh, this is going to be a nightmare when I get it. I can't wait. And then to find out that I was geo-locked out and that I couldn't buy it in my area was a disappointment in a way. But then I looked at the feedback and I thought, I'm not missing much. What am I worried about? But there was something niggling in the back of my mind, thinking that I still wanted to see it for myself. Other people's connections might, you know, completely swing their opinions on something like this. Now, I've tried streaming platforms in the past, like on live, and it was a disaster. You're talking 2 second delay inputs on a racing game. It was unplayable. Yeah. But then you think with Google's tech and with some of the buzzwords that they were going around, like negative wireless latency on a controller. Are you freaking kidding me? That's impossible. I can't wait to see the bullshit you came out with this. I want to see it for myself. And then, you know, when I did actually manage to get hold of my Stadia account, when they did open the doors to my area, I was kind of confirmed in my belief to check it out myself. Because as I said, you know, my experience with Stadia was completely different to my expectation, which was it was going to be a disaster. It was completely different to the reviews and the opinions I'd read online. And it was actually a good, fun, enjoyable experience. And so, yeah, I'm glad I stuck with my gut and wanted to see it for myself, even though I thought it was going to be terrible.
Yeah, it's like for me, the issue that I had was when Stadia was launched back in November, I was living in Canada at the time, and where I was, the internet was, I shit you not, it was 10 megaseconds max. But even then, I had better gaming experience than I did when I moved back, when I was on 35 megaseconds. But that's because, I think that was more because those two Xbox Ones, which are obviously constantly updating, three smartphones, two laptops. So me personally, that's where I think all the bad press came from, because they're obviously using their internal internet connection anyway. And Stadia states that to get the best results, to basically don't stream anything else. Yeah. Or at least it was at the time. And it
could also be your distance away from their servers, you know, their encoding servers. Ping and whatnot can make a world of difference when it comes to encoding and you know, snappiness of play. So if you were working fine in Canada and it was great there, perhaps they only had Canadian servers or areas in the US that they were focused on. And when you came to good old Blighty, they had to travel all that way, and it wasn't that enjoyable.
They keep the data centers far north in Canada because then they don't have to do as much cooling on them.
They just scrape off the ice.
So I'll take one last question from the chat today. It's from Alakazam. What game would you like to see Stadia make besides an MMO? So I don't know how familiar you are with some of the, like, the Project Chimera and all these AI and machine learning and stuff that they're going to do. But if you were leveraging the power of the world's most sophisticated AI infrastructure, the most sophisticated machine learning infrastructure, and the most sophisticated cloud infrastructure, what kind of game would you want them to make?
I want them to make a game where none of that matters. I want them to make a game that's fun, that uses the system in its best lights. I want a game where you can jump into crowdplay without thinking about it. I don't want you to think about the AI is incredible in this. I don't want you to think, well, the network infrastructure allows this many people. I don't want you to need to think. I just want you to have fun. And that's what gaming should be. That's what gaming should be. So the party games like Fallout, you know, a Mario Party-esque game on a massive scale where everybody can have a turn, everybody can have fun. Those are the type of games I want to see on Stadia. Party games, family-friendly games, games where you can get a group of like-minded individuals just to sit down with a controller, with a keyboard, with a mobile device, and just have a good time. That's all that matters.
Great answer.
That's what we've been saying from day one. Just play, hashtag play the damn game.
Enjoy. Yeah, it's like one that me and Dan have been on about for a while is the Jackbox TV game back, where you've got Fibbage and all of that, where, again, it is one of those where when you play it, you don't care about how many teraflops Stadia has or anything like that. You just play it just to have fun together and enjoy yourself.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, nobody cares how many teraflops you have at the end of the day if your game stinks.
Yeah.
you don't need 28 teraflops to play Celeste. It's probably overkill at that point, or stacks on stacks on stacks, or any of those kind of games. So we really appreciate you being on our stream tonight. It's been a fantastic conversation. Thank you so much for being here. If people want to learn more about you or check out your streams, tell them where they can find you.
Okay, well, on YouTube, it's Juggernaut. It's spelled badly, so it fits in eight letters. That's J-U-G-A-N-A-W-T. It's the same over on Twitter. And on Facebook, it's Juggernaut Games. So that's Juggernaut Games on Facebook, Juggernaut on Twitter, Juggernaut on YouTube, and also juggernaut.com is a very old and outdated website that I will update at some point, I do promise. So yeah, those are the places to find me. And of course, on Xbox Live, PlayStation, everywhere else, you know.
At Juggernaut for the Venmo, and then no, just kidding. we absolutely appreciate you being here. Thank you so much to everybody who tuned in, especially to all the folks who submitted questions for Juggernaut today. Don't forget, he's still doing more streams. So if you want another chance to get in there and get your ass whooped by Noob Cybot, you know, aka Juggernaut or whatever else, subscribe to his channel. Go hit that sub button, and you will get the alerts when he goes live. As we always do, we want to thank our patrons. Without you, it would not be possible to do what we do. Head over to stadiasource.com. There is a button at the bottom of every single page that allows you to become a patron, where you could do things like our patrons only game nights, coming from our director of gaming down there in the corner. It's hard to point when your mic is backwards as well. Dan, thank you so much for being here with us today.
Thank you for having me, even though it's my podcast.
Yeah, we appreciate you being on. Ash, we appreciate you being here tonight as well.
Anytime.
And don't forget, if you are listening to this as a podcast, you can join us most Thursday evenings, even though tonight was special, right here on YouTube. And if you're watching us on YouTube, you can download our podcast on Spotify, Pocket Casts, Apple Podcasts, anywhere you happen to get them. Don't forget that you can follow us on Twitter at StadiaSource. And brand new tonight, you can join our Discord with a handy-dandy link, StadiaSource.com/Discord, and that'll get you in our Discord. If you haven't already, right down below, there is a thumbs-up button that lets us know you liked this video, and right next to it is a subscribe button that lets you know every time we post a new video. Thank you so much for joining us for this special episode of the Stadiasource Roundtable Podcast, and have a good one.